Dictation for Lana, L-A-N-A, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, January 1750. Address as a letter to Laurels of Mount Pleasant, 772-3656. Dear Sirs, a post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Allen. She developed acute kidney injury, clinical diagnosis of acute interstitial nephritis based on a rash, the presence of eosinophils in blood and urine, probably related to doxycycline medication that was discontinued. She also received previously vancomycin, tobramycin. She developed renal failure, did not require dialysis. In the hospital, she was treated for pulmonary emboli. There was toxic metabolic encephalopathy and a prior right-sided frontal stroke. She's using oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters, participating on physical therapy. Just stand up the last couple of days, was feeling lightheaded, some dry hips, nausea, probably from low blood pressure and vertigo. Appetite is good without vomiting, dysphagia. Denies blood melina, but she has constipation. There is incontinence of urine since the folic catheter removed a few days ago. No infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no edema. There has been neuropathy with a feeling of hot tingling, but stable, no ulcers. Denies chest pain, palpitations, denies increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. In the hospital, she was on a sleep apnea machine. Next paragraph, blood pressure was running high, and is my understanding, just started on lisinopril, a low dose, 2.5 milligrams. Other blood pressure medications. Includes metoprolol, nifedipine, next paragraph, on this teleconference, a caregiver participated of the encounter. Initial blood pressure 175-111, later on 135-80. She recognizes me from the hospital. She's alert, oriented, stands free. She's on oxygen, does not looks to be in respiratory distress. She's able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from today, cell count, anemia 11.2, and normal white blood cell platelets. A week ago, creatinine was improving down to 1.4. From in the hospital being in the upper twos. Although baseline back in November was 0.7. Last sodium potassium acid base normal, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus. In the hospital, echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury. Next number, clinical diagnosis of acute interstitial nephritis as indicated above, improving. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis, no evidence of pericarditis, nothing to suggest severe pulmonary edema. Next number, anticoagulation, pulmonary emboli on Eliquis. Next number, hypertension. Just added on ACE inhibitors. We will monitor potassium creatinine. Next number, sacral decubiti. Next number, Foley catheter remove incontinent of urine. Next number, in the recent past, perforated stomach, ulcer, blood transfusion, complications of wound dehiscence, abdominal wound infection for what she received multiple antibiotics. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Next number, polymyalgia rheumatica has been on steroids in the past. Next paragraph, comments. We will assess her reaction to the ACE inhibitors. We will advance the dose according to blood pressure control and side effects. Continue chemistries every few weeks to assess returning to normal or a new steady state. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.